Luke 24:49, and behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, but as for you,
amen,
stay in the city.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Until you put on the power from on high.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, stay in the city until you put on power from on high.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, put on power from on high.
1 Corinthians 12:13.
In day 2, the verses in day 2 are crucial verses. John 20:22. This is regarding the essential spirit. And Luke 24:49, we just pre-read. It's a economical spirit. Then in 1 Corinthians 12:13, let's read together. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. And we're all given to drink one spirit. Amen. For also.
Amen.
Amen. In one spirit.
Amen.
We were all baptized.
Amen.
We were all baptized into one body.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How about this? There are two aspects. This one spirit, we're all baptized into one spirit, which is economical. But we were given to drink one spirit, which is essential. Let's read the title of this message, The Holy Spirit in Acts, the essential spirit of the resurrection life and the economical spirit of ascension power, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and the inward and outward feeling of the Spirit. There are three areas, 3 points. The Holy Spirit. And why are we saying the Spirit in the Holy Spirit in Acts? The Holy Spirit mentioned in Acts. It's a little different than in the Old Testament or in the Gospels. There are two aspects. Let's read the title again. The essential spirit of resurrection life and economical spirit of ascension power. Amen. Okay. Brothers and sisters, this is the first Roman numeral. Amen. It's the economical spirit of ascension power, and there's an essential aspect. His resurrection has something to do with becoming the essential spirit. His ascension, however, has something to do with the economical aspect. We need to emphasize these two words, resurrection and ascension. One is related to the essential aspect, the other one is economical aspect. Also, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. That's the second Roman numeral. And then third Roman numeral, talk about the being filled inwardly and outwardly. Inward and outward filling of the Spirit. This message is the third message of this crystallization study. Talk about the Holy Spirit in Acts. The first crystal, do you remember the first crystal? We are the witnesses for the Lord Jesus in resurrection. And then the second crystal is the one accord. And then today we talk about the Holy Spirit in Acts. There are three Roman numerals. The first Roman numeral, how about we read together? The scripture revealed that there are two aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit, the inward aspect for life, the essential spirit, and the outward aspect for power and authority, the economical spirit. Scripture reveals that there are two aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit. One aspect is essential, the other aspect is economical. There are two aspects.
好，所以在前面大家看到我们所印出来的，大家所列的这个。
In the scriptural reference we already read earlier, Luke 24:49, this is the economical spirit. John 20:22, what is the aspect? Which is the essential. Acts 1:5, how about that? This is the economical spirit to be baptized. Acts 1:8. This is the economical spirit that spirit upon you. Acts 2:4 is related to essential spirit.
Acts
24:22-33. And 4:8 is the essential spirit. And 6:3 is related to essential spirit. To feel is essential. To be. So 13:52 is the essential spirit. You baptize into the Spirit. It's the economical, and then you drink the Spirit. It's what's flowing in and flowing in, it's the essential. What came upon you, it's outward, which is the economical spirit. This is very important truth that we need to recognize. The point A, essential refers to the existence, to the being, and to the life for the existence. Economical refers to work, function, and power. It's very clear. Essential refers to existence. And economical refers to work, function, and power. Most of the outline are references in the footnotes in the Recovery Version Bible. Point B, as a man, Christ himself experienced these two aspects of Holy Spirit. As a man, when he lived on the earth, he himself also experienced this Holy Spirit. Point one, he was born of the Holy Spirit essentially for his being and living, and he was anointed with the Holy Spirit economically for his ministry and move.
He
was born of the Spirit essentially. Luke 1:35 says, an angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God, which is essential. Let's go to the next verse. Matthew 1:18. Sometime I have to jump around. Apologize for that. 1:18. Amen. He was found to be with a child of the Holy Spirit, which is inside. It was the Matthew 1:20 all through the end. So do not afraid to take your wife, for that which has been begotten in her. Begotten in her. Matthew 3:16. Having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately. And then he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. So, coming upon him like a dove. So, this is also the Spirit of God. But this is economical aspect. And then in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When he began his ministry, and when he was born, he has an essential spirit in him. He was anointed when he began his ministry. So he also experienced the two aspects. Point two, the essential spirit was within him. And the economical spirit was upon him. The Lord Jesus also went through these two aspects. Let's look at point C. It's one of the important burden. Let's read point C together. In principle, both aspects of the spirit are the same with us as they were with the Lord Jesus. Every believer in Christ should experience both aspects of the Spirit. In Luke 24:49, I send forth the promise my Father upon you, but as for you, stay in and put on the power from on high. John 14:17 says, and he abides with you and shall be in you. Amen. Also, John 20:22, he breathed into them. So receive the Holy Spirit. The two aspects of the Spirit is not only experienced by the Lord Jesus himself, also experienced by the believers. There are four small points. This point mostly came from the footnotes of the recovery version. Maybe we should just pre-read this small point, the 4 points. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, the inward. Amen. Inward, we need the strength of the Holy Spirit for life. Outwardly, we need to be clothed. Amen. Inwardly. Amen. Drink. Oh, outwardly, be clothed. Amen. Inwardly, we need to breathe. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Oh, the breath of the Holy Spirit. Breathe into us for life. Oh, outwardly, we need to, the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing upon us. Blowing upon us for power. Life and for power. Amen. Oh, to experience the Spirit as our life for our spiritual being and existence is essential. Amen. As our life. Oh, right. Amen. Amen. For our life, for our being and existence is essential. to experience the Spirit as the power for our spiritual work and function. It's economical. Amen. Oh, regarding the spiritual of life, Spirit of life, we need to breathe Him. Oh, we need to breathe Him in as the breath. Regarding the Spirit of power, we need to put Him on as the uniform. Amen. By the mantle of Elijah. Amen. Oh, right. Amen. Spirit of light. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Burden. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, the inward aspect of the Holy Spirit is alive within us. Our aspect of the Holy Spirit is power upon us. Amen. Life and power. Amen. Spirit of life inwardly, Spirit of power outwardly. Amen. To be filled inwardly, Spirit as life, and close outwardly as power. Amen. 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 Lord Jesus, on the day of resurrection. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, on the day of resurrection. On the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. Oh, the former like the water of life. Amen. Requires our drinking. Amen. Amen. Be immersed. Amen. Essential. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's look at this point. In principle, both aspects of the Spirit are the same with us. How do they apply to us? There are 4 points. The first point, inwardly, we need to drink. We need to drink the Spirit. Outwardly, we need to be clothed for the power and authority. Amen. To drink for life. Amen. To be clothed for power and authority. We have prayer read 1 Corinthians 12:13. We drink. We all been given to drink one Spirit. Also in 12:13, talk about we are also in one Spirit. We were baptized into one body. We also put on the power from on high. We also need to have the wind. To drink is water, but to breathe is the Spirit. The breathe into us. Then outwardly, you have the wind. The wind is a little slow, it's not so strong. But the wind is real strong. When you just like a wind blowing through, blowing upon us. In Acts 2:2 says that the rushing, violent wind. And point A, the inward aspect of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The law of spirit of life. the Spirit of life. Also Romans 8:11. Amen. Give us life through the Spirit who indwells in you. The Spirit indwells in you. Amen. Amen. It gives you power outwardly. Amen. Acts 1:8 says, so that you can, the power would come upon you, so you can receive the power to be His witness. We should receive the power to be the witness. Point C, as believers, we need the Spirit of life inwardly and Spirit power outwardly. We must be filled inwardly with the Spirit as life and close outwardly with the Holy Spirit. We need experience. The point two says we need experience. We drink. On one hand, it's breathe in. Outwardly, will blow upon us. And then point three says, to experience the Spirit as life of our spirit being existent is essential. To experience the Spirit as power for our spiritual work and function is economical. It's continue to stress the two aspects. A lot of verses we have read already. Point A. Firstly, on the day of resurrection, the Lord breathed the Spirit of life into the disciples. John 20:22. This is essential. That He breathed into them. So receive the Holy Spirit. We always firstly, we've been filled by the Spirit. Then once we're filled, then we're overflowing. Then on the day of Pentecost, the Lord poured out the Spirit of power upon the disciples, which is economical. Which one comes first, right? The day of resurrection first, and then comes the day of Pentecost, which is later. It came later. The Spirit of economical Spirit descend upon them. The Spirit fall upon them like fire. Even on point four, it talk about that we need to breathe in as the breath. As far as the power, we need to put on, like the mantle of Elijah. This is according to Luke 24. We can study a little bit here. To breathe in. We already talked about John 20:22. Luke 24:49. Then we look at 2 Kings 2:9 says, concerning Elijah and Elijah. And when they had crossed over, Elijah and to the and said to Elisha, ask what I should do for you before I ask, I am taken from you. And which kind of spirit is this? This is economical spirit. And Elijah said, let double portion of your spirit be upon me. And 2:13 says, and he picked up Elijah's mantle, which had fallen from him, and returned and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took Elijah's mantle, which had fallen from him, and struck the water, and said, where is Jehovah, the God of Elijah? And when he also struck the water, it parched to the side, and that Elijah crossed over. He took the mantle, Elijah's mantle. And to struck the water. The water parted. It is power. It's a power. He can cross over. On 2:15, and when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho opposed opposite him saw him, and they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elijah." And they came to meet him. Because the spirit has came upon me doubly. Double portion. From the aspect of life, we need to breathe him in. But from the matter of power, we need to put him on. Just like a uniform. Which with the uniform is with power, with authority. Just like a policeman. Policeman has the uniform. He has authority. If he didn't put on the uniform, nobody going to pay attention to him. But once he has the uniform, this uniform is a manifestation. It's an expression. It's representing the authority. There are A and B. The former, like the water of life, requires our drinking. The latter, like the water of baptism, requires our being immersed. Then point B, the essential indwelling of the spirit of life and then economical outpouring of the spirit of power are the two aspects of one spirit for our experience. In hymn 278, Brother Lee wrote this hymn and talked about the experience of these two aspects. We kind of summarize point one. In Acts, there are two aspects of this Holy Spirit. There's inward and outward. The inward aspect is for life. The outward aspect is for power, for authority. The essential spirit is for our being. And the economic spirit is for our power. Even the Lord Jesus himself experienced this. And then we also need to experience this. And we need to drink and breathe in. We need to drink the spirit and bring in. And the outward spirit, economical spirit, we need to put on and be clothed. And be clothed with this. We also need to drink it in. We also need to receive the outpouring of the Spirit. So when we know, when we talk about the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, we have such a view, such a realization. Roman numeral 2, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the outpouring of the consummated triune God as the all-inclusive compound spirit by the head upon his body. The baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is a major point. Talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, especially those in the Pentecostal movement. The baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is mentioned in the Bible. What does that mean? This is for us to really see the truth. Many people would take this to confuse us. The outpouring of the consummate triune God as the all-inclusive compound spirit by the head upon his body. It's the head outpouring upon his body. And this is the economical spirit. Very clearly, it's outpouring. Why do we need to have such a baptism up in the Holy Spirit? We already read Luke 24, Acts 1:5 and 1:8. And in 1:5, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized. Not many days. This is in the day of Pentecostal. Pentecost. Not many days. That you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Not many, you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Also in Acts 2:1-4, and on the day of Pentecost, the Jews were baptized. And suddenly there was sound out of heaven as of a rushing violent wind. It filled with the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire. This is describing the Jews have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. And then in Acts 10:44-47, it talks about in the house of Cornelius, when Peter was spoken, he had seen the in the trance. Peter was in trance. And he went to the house of Cornelius, and he was preaching the gospel. When he was speaking, people were still speaking. He hasn't finished yet. The Holy Spirit fell upon all those hearing the word. And the believers who were of circumcision, as many, because the Gentile also had the gift of the Holy Spirit, has been poured out. When they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God, because the Gentiles also been baptized into the body. When we put these two portions together, then in Acts 11:15-17, Peter went to Jerusalem and report to the brothers. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just like also on us, just like as also on us in the beginning. And this verse proof. And then I remember the word that John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. This baptized in Holy Spirit is talk about in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, just like the Jews being baptized into the body. And then in Acts 10, the Gentiles also baptized into the body. So the two people, the Jews and Gentiles, all got baptized into the body. In the outline, it didn't say that, but we feel like in the messages, it talks about it become the kingdom. This baptism is to baptize them into the body. It's baptize them into the kingdom. When I say baptize in the kingdom, when we read Acts 1:5, and then also on the 1:3, talk about the Lord's been with them for 40 days, and talk about the matter regarding the kingdom. The Lord Jesus talked to them about the matter related to the kingdom. Talk about the kingdom. But then it says that in verse 5, you know, not many days from now, you would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The disciples may not have a grasp on what he's talking about. When are you going to restore the nation of Israel? When the Lord talked about the kingdom, and then the Jews thinking about the restoration of Israel, the nation. So to baptize into the Holy Spirit is the head, is baptize the Jews and Gentile into his body, baptized into his kingdom. Point A, through the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the believers were put together to form the body of Christ, joined to him as the head. Amen. This is very, very clear. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for also in one spirit we were baptized into the body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we're all given to drink one spirit. We're baptized into one body, we're given to drink one spirit. This baptism has only one purpose, to baptize this two group of people into one body. B, the real meaning of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is that we are immersed in the triune God and that we put on the triune God as our uniform.
Amen.
This is the true meaning, real meaning. Why are we saying this is the real meaning? Many people. Have you been saved? Have you been experienced the outpour of the Spirit? Don't be deceived. The outpouring of the Spirit is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is that we are immersed in the triune God and that we put on the triune God as our uniform. When did you get baptized? When you are baptized, you have been experienced the outpouring of the Spirit. On one hand, you have this water, baptism, but you have the Spirit, baptism of the Spirit also. We already have it. We already been baptized. We already been put on trying God as our uniform. This is not only relate to authority, but also relate, not only relate to power, but also authority. Point C, the baptism in the Holy Spirit was accomplished in two sections. There are two sections. Brother, one. All the Jewish believers were baptized in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Sisters, two. All the Gentile believers were baptized into the Holy Spirit in the house of Cornelius. Now, two altogether. Point three. In these two sections, of all genuine believers in Christ were baptized in the Holy Spirit into the one body of Christ, once for all, universally.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have such assurance. Are you a true, genuine believer? Have you been baptized? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? When did you? When were you baptized in the Holy Spirit? We were baptized into the body of Christ once for all, universally. Brother Andrew, use Leviticus 23 to explain this. If you have time, you can go to read this portion. Leviticus, he talk about the Passover. It's related to our salvation. There's also Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost. When they give the sacrifice, it's the sheaf of harvest. But on the day, we don't have time to get into the footnote. We talk about there's two sheaves of the harvest. In the Passover, he is the first fruit of the harvest. But when we have the Feast of harvest, there are two bread. There are two unleavened bread. Two unleavened bread. And on the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost, and this, and also the Feast of Harvest, which was realized in the New Testament. This is something extra portion. The Bible is such profound. Even in the Old Testament has spoken about this. You can go to and read this. Point D. There are five historical cases of outpouring of the Spirit recorded in Acts, only two of which are called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are five historical cases of outpouring of the Spirit recorded in Acts. Only two, which is called upon the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Point one, in these two cases, Christ as a head baptized the Jewish and Gentile parts of his body in the Holy Spirit once for all. By so doing, he fully accomplished the baptism in the Holy Spirit upon his body. We mentioned that two cases. One is for the Jewish Jews, one for Gentile. He fully accomplished the baptism in the Holy Spirit upon his body. And you have to remember, this is for the Holy Spirit, it's for once for all. Point two, in the other cases, the baptism in the Holy Spirit that had already been accomplished upon the body by the head was transmitted to the new members of the body through the identification with the body. These three cases were experiences of one baptism in the Holy Spirit, which is the body of Christ, had already received. It's not easy to understand this. Maybe we'll spend a little more time here. In the book of Acts, there are five cases. The 2:1 and in Korean, the House of Colenios. These two cases are pretty clear. There's two group of people, it's been baptized into the body. The other three cases, many times, been used by others that to prove to you that you need to be experienced the outpouring of the Spirit. Now let's read the verses. Acts 8:15. Philip, 8:15 to 6:17. Philip has been preaching the gospel as he had saved many. They went down. Who went down and prayed for them, so that this might receive the Holy Spirit? This is Samaritans. These other people are a mixture of Jews and the Gentiles. And they don't recognize them. They went down and prayed for them so that they might receive the Holy Spirit. 17 says, so they lay their hands on them and they receive the Holy Spirit. This receive of the Holy Spirit is different than the other two cases. The other two cases, there's no people. Is there laying hands? There's no laying hands. But here, Peter laid their hands. Without this Peter laying his hand, then the believers in Jerusalem, the Jews especially, they may not recognize this being saved in Samaritan believers. This is one case. And then in 9:17, relate to Saul's experience. Saul has seen the great light. And then Ananias, let's read 9:17. And Ananias went away and entered into the house and laying his hands on him. And he said, Saul, brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road on which you were coming, so that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's another one. There are people involved. They have Ananias. They're also laying hands. Saul was the one persecuting the Jews. If you don't go through this with a brother, lay his hand, then when Saul came to among the brothers, everybody will be afraid. They're not going to receive him. They brought this one, specific one, into the fellowship of the body. This is mainly for bringing him into the fellowship of the body. Acts 19, there's from 1 to 7, talk about Apollos was in Corinth. Paul having passed through upon upper districts. They didn't know about the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So they have received, lay their hands on them. And here's another group of people involved. It's Paul. And this is also laying hands. And this is also to bring them into the fellowship of the body. Minor Asia. Through this laying hands, they were brought into the fellowship of the body. In this point, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's the only two cases for Jews and Gentiles and brought into the body. And the other three cases, only to initiate and bringing those newly believed ones, to bring them into the fellowship of the body. This is really help us. This is the antidote for us. In the future, if someone is challenging you, have you been received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Now we can clearly say this to them. Number five, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is uniquely one and has been accomplished upon the body once for all. The experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit are numerous and may be shared continually by the members of the body who have a proper understanding and realization. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is unique. It's uniquely one. Some don't let be cheated by someone say, you need to receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit. We already received such a spirit, baptism. This has been accomplished once for all. Not only there is a objective fact, but we also need to have the subjective experience. Whenever we preach gospel, we experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is the economic spirit came upon us. Last night, the sister gave testimony. She was very, through prayer, she experienced the economic spirit. She was able to speak boldly. She doesn't need to go through a baptism again yesterday. All she needed to do to pray in one accord with the other saints, and then the Spirit will pour upon them. Her. Even the one shared the message last night, they were, because the baptism of the Holy Spirit has been accomplished once for all, but we can continually to experience this. I think we should pray read the point E and all of the three small points underneath that. Amen. Oh, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the uniquely one and has been accomplished upon the body once for all. Amen. The experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit are numerous and may be shared continually by the members of the body who has a proper understanding and realization. Amen. Oh, we need to realize that the Lord has ascended and He is the Lord and the head over all things to the church. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, the baptism of the body in the Holy Spirit is an accomplished fact and now exists upon the body, ready for us to apply. Amen. This fact is a bequest given to us through the New Testament as well. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, and over. Amen. Amen. We need to be right with the body. Amen. To be right with the body. Stand in the body. Believe the well. And take the baptism in the Holy Spirit by faith. Amen. Oh, Lord, baptism. Amen. Amen. The baptism of the body in the Holy Spirit is an accomplished fact. Amen. Now exists upon the body, ready for us to apply. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, realize. Need to realize. Amen. Oh, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Uniquely one. Oh, once for all. Amen. The experience of baptism in the Holy Spirit. Numerous. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, be sure who has the proper understanding and realization. Amen. The five cases, the coup cases, the other cases. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. People. Individual. Our brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. This is an important point. This is something to do with our present experience. We need to know we have the essential spirit and economic spirit. And this to allow us to experience the economical spirit. This experience is numerous. It's numerous. They are numerous. We need to realize the Lord has ascended, that He is the head, Lord, and head over all things to the church. And this economical spirit is toward the church. We need to see the church, the body, toward the church, toward the body. The economical spirit is not toward individual. It's toward the church, for the church, for the body. Amen. Ephesians 1:19. It's the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. Who believe. Verse 20. He caused operate Christ in raising Him from the dead and sitting Him at the right hand in the heavenlies. And His resurrection in verse 22, He subject all things. This operation of this power, subject all things under His feet, and giving Him to be head over all things to the church, to the church, to those who believe. The economical power is toward the church, to the body, to us. The all things are for Him, are subject to Him. Subject to where? To the church. The second point, point two, the baptism of the body of Holy Spirit is an accomplished fact and now exists. And now it exists upon the body. Where is the economical spirit? It's in the body, in the church. He had bequeathed this to us. Luke 22:20, he said, this cup is the new covenant established in my blood. And He has made this covenant. Here's a cup. You need to take this cup. We need to take the bequest. This bequest is given to us. It's ready for us to apply. It's ready for us to apply. How do we apply? How do we use this? 1 Corinthians 12:13, we read many times. In Hebrew 1 and 6, now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to Him. For he who come forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We need to be right. We need to be right with the body. Stand in the body. In the body, through the body, and for the body. And we just read last week. We need to apply this with our faith, by our faith. We can take the baptism in the Holy Spirit by faith in the body. This point tells us this is an accomplished fact, but we need to apply this. How do we take this? Apply this. This power is toward the church. It's in the church, in the body, for the body. Lately, this last week, we were preaching the gospel. This afternoon, we were fellowship about, you know, this gospel meeting. The more fellowship we have, the more we rejoice. We rejoice and experience the economical spirit because the saints are in one accord, in coordination of services, the singing and testimony and the messages. We all are here experience such an economical spirit. It's not any individual want to do something, but we are in the body. So when body moves, and then we can experience such an economical power. Number three, as believers in Christ, we should experience both the inward and outward feeling of the Spirit. Amen. Here's the application. This is the application. We need to experience the inward and outward feeling of the Spirit. The both aspects. Ephesians 5:18 is to be filled in spirit. Acts 2:4 is to be filled. Acts 6:3 is to be filled with the Spirit. 13:9, Saul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's to be filled inwardly, sometimes outwardly. Point A, to be filled with the Spirit inwardly is to experience the essential spirit of as life. Do you have an experience of to be filled with the Spirit inwardly? Every morning when you call on the name of the Lord, you are filled with the Spirit inwardly. Sometimes when we're singing some hymn, sometimes we pray a little bit, we're being filled with the Spirit inwardly. This is one aspect. Point B, to be filled with the Spirit outwardly is to experience the baptism in the Spirit for power and authority. Amen. To receive the power. What is this power for? When we receive the power, what's the power for? So that we can be His witnesses. The power is not doing anything miraculous things, but the power is for us to live Him out, to be His witnesses. Acts 1, 5, and 8, I think we have read many times. Acts 2:4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, even as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth. There's an expression, the speaking out, speaking forth. Acts 4:8 says that Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he's not going out there and to perform some kind of a miracle, but he said to them, so he's speaking. Paul is the same way. 13:9, filled with the Holy Spirit, look intensely at him, speak. witness, testifying. I think we know a verse, 1 Corinthians 14. The prophets, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Sometimes we need to be orderly and not speaking, but whenever we need to speak, we need to prophesy for the Lord. Your spirit is subject to you. When you apply the economical spirit, sometimes we need to exercise our will. When we mention the second king, related to Elijah, Elijah is the John the Baptist, but Elijah is typifying the Lord Jesus. One is more outward, just like John, baptism with the water, and Elijah is typifying the Lord Jesus. And when Elijah received the mantle, and he has gone through a period of experience. He need to walk, and he follow the Elijah many places. He went to a place called this is where they receive the being circumcised. When you want to experience the economical spirit, we need to cut off the flesh to be circumcised. The second step is the Bethel. Bethel is where they have the altar. They have built the altar. The altar is also a sacrifice to deny yourself. Not only deny cut off the flesh, also deal with the world. And then you go to Jericho, the third. The biggest enemy, Jericho is representing Satan. Then the fourth station is a river of Jordan. When they went across the Jordan River, they have 12 stones. They put those stones in the river. We need to experience the infilling of the Spirit and to deal with ourself, the flesh, the world, the Satan. And so that, and this is some extra points. Point C. When we are filled with the Spirit, both inwardly and outwardly, we are completely mingled with the triune God who fills us, occupies us, covers us inwardly and outwardly. Everywhere and in everything, there is the Spirit as the consummation of the process triune God. Inwardly and outwardly. This week, I think we need to memorize this verse. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For also in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were given to drink one spirit. Amen. This verse has covered, I think, all the three Roman numerals. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, were given to drink. And we were talking earlier about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. These two group of people has been baptized. We talk about the economical spirit. We talk about essential spirit. This is a crucial verse this week. We need to memorize this verse. Let's one more time. For also in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we're all given to drink one spirit. Amen. This message, let's review this message again. It's pretty straightforward. Today, there are two. The Spirit has two aspects. Essential aspect for our life and our living. Economical Spirit is for our function, for the move. And this move and the purpose of the economical Spirit is for us to be His testimony, for His witnesses. The two aspects. We need to breathe in. We need to drink the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the head baptized the two group of people into the body, becoming His kingdom to accomplish His economy. This baptism of Holy Spirit is required because we already experienced such as baptism. We need to take, we need to apply this. We need to exercise our spirit through our prayer. We can apply this economical spirit. But this economic spirit is also for the body, for the church. So we need to be filled inwardly and outwardly, so that we can be blended one with the triune God. And everywhere, in everything, and this is Spirit as the consummation of the process triune God. So we still have some time left. Maybe some can testify and share. Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Right. Right. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. First of all, there is this essential aspect of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Right. Amen. Right. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Economic
Right. 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 That's right. Right. Amen. Amen. By faith. Right. Amen. Right. The baptism. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. Right. Amen.
My first testimony in the gospel meeting.
Amen.
I don't know. I just forgot everything. I spoke and spoke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need this, brothers.
Amen.
Amen. Daddy.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not some myth about this.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. There are two aspects of the Holy Spirit. One is for inward essential. One is outward economical. It's a very clear truth. One is for our living. And on the day of this resurrection, he breathed this essential spirit into us.
Amen.
So as our life and for our living. On the day of Pentecost. And he had poured this Holy Spirit onto the body. This Holy Spirit has been baptized, outpoured to the body, to the church. Today, we don't need to go out and pray for 3 days to wait for the outpouring.
Amen.
All we need to do is to believe and receive. And this spirit is outpoured to the on the body. And we need to be in the body to experience such an economical spirit. In order to have this experience, we need to be in the Lord's move. Take part in His move. Then we can experience the economical spirit. Every day, we need to exercise our spirit to be filled inwardly. Daily. Amen. Also experience the spirit outwardly. Amen. I'm touched, very touched by this outpouring of spirit is for the body. And it's outpouring of this consummated spirit. And he has formed the body with the two group of people. We also have this uniform and receive such a power from up on high. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is accomplished on the day of Pentecost and also in the house of Cornelius. And then the other cases is related to those individuals that need to be brought into the body, the fellowship of the body. So all the members can be received. The member can be received in the body. The baptism of the Holy Spirit has been accomplished once for all, universally. But we need to be able to experience and apply such an outpouring of the Spirit. We're in the body to experience two aspects. Amen. The economical spirit is for the work, for the function. We need to be filled with the essential spirit so we can function in the body. In the days of apostles, there's a sequence. On the day of resurrection, they receive the essential spirit. On the day of Pentecost, they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is uniquely one. When we were baptized, we already receive, partake such a baptism. In our experience, it's very wonderful. We need to be filled inwardly and outwardly. There's also a sequence. To be filled inwardly, then we can have this outpouring of the Spirit. Especially this time when we're preaching the gospel. If you just kind of take some action, there's no effect. We need to pray. We need to pray for the gospel. Then we can be filled by the Spirit and experience the outpouring of the Spirit. Amen. We need to experience, as a believer, we need to experience. Amen. We need to experience the power, the outpouring of the economical spirit. In Acts, we see the apostles, what they did. They performed some miracles. When the spirit of power came upon us, and we will stand up and speak for the Lord. Brother and sister, I think we all experienced this. According to our human natural, being, we're shy. We don't want to speak for the Lord. But when we have such a spirit, be filled by such a spirit, then we can speak for the Lord boldly. Many sisters, maybe this way. When you were speaking, you have the economical, the spirit, experience the spirit of power, the outpouring of the spirit. Every day, you need to be experience such a power, spirit, to be filled by the spirit. Then we can speak for the Lord and speak out the Lord, speak the Lord into others. We all need to have such experience. The experience is numerous. We need to have a numerous experience. We need to have the essential spirit to be filled inwardly and outwardly. And then this spirit experience is in the body. We cannot leave the body. Some may have, are eloquent to speak for the Lord. But we are not in the body. We need to stand in the body. And this spirit is for the body. We need, amen. We need to be in the body and apply such a spirit. Point C under Roman numeral 2. All the Gentile believers were baptized in the Holy Spirit in the house of Cornelius. All the Jewish believers baptized in the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. In these two sections, all genuine believers in Christ were baptized in the Holy Spirit into the one body of Christ, once for all, universally. Amen. And the purpose is to have this body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Whether we're Jews or Gentile, we all were baptized into one body. And we all were given to drink one spirit. This all-inclusive spirit, as compound spirit, including it's one hint of oil with four different spices, so that you have this compound spirit. The life-giving spirit also have talk about this essential spirit, and the spirit inwardly and outwardly, they are all for the purpose of the body. The both Jews Amen. And Gentiles all been baptized
Amen.
And into the body. Only in the body we can have the one accord. And only in the body we can testify the resurrection. Amen.